After severe storms drenched parts of the Midwest last week, the Mississippi River swelled with floodwater. The Army Corps of Engineers opened the Morganza Spillway to help divert that water from cities further downstream, like Baton Rouge and New Orleans. But all that water had to go somewhere. And here to talk about its effect on wildlife and fisheries is Mike Voisin. He's the president of Motivated Seafoods and Oyster Processing Company in Houma, Louisiana. We reached him in his office there. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Leanne.
So what's the latest with the water that was diverted by the spillway? Where did it all go?
It's coming down the Atchafalaya and out into Lake Pontchartrain. There were two spillways open, the Bonnie Carey on the east side of the Mississippi River and then the Morganza on the west.
How has it affected wildlife and fisheries?
Well, in terms of wildlife, what we're seeing is that with the amount of water, the wildlife out there is, of course, headed to levees and to dry land, and some of it's having to swim and is exhausting itself, and some of it's drowning, basically. So we're having to close some of the wildlife management areas for access so that people don't bother the deer, the bears, and things like that.
And how about the fisheries?
The major challenge, again, that's what I'm in, as you know, is oysters, is going to be with oysters. It will also mess up the shrimp fisheries and the crab fisheries. It won't kill those species. But in oysters, when you overfreshen an area, which was the challenge post Deepwater Horizon as well, we opened some freshwater diversions off the river and it killed a lot of oysters. So Louisiana, that produces 250 million pounds of in-shell oysters a year, we project last year and this year to produce only about 50% of that, or 125 million pounds. With what's going to happen with the opening of the Morganza and the Bonnie Carey, I project we will be at about 25% of that, or 62 million pounds a year, for the next 2 to 3 years until we can rehabilitate from that.
Wow, that's not really good for business, is it?
No, it's not. And one of the interesting things, Leanne, is back in prior to Katrina and then post-Katrina, we were able to get federal crop insurance. 2009, we got crop insurance for our oyster farms. 2010, we got it. And as a result of Deepwater Horizon, they suspended the program this year because crop insurance only pays for damages created by nature, not man-made damages. And with the damages created by Deepwater Horizon, they suspended the program because they said we couldn't tell whether it would be a Deepwater Horizon challenge or a natural challenge in the next year or two. Here we are with the greatest floods we've seen in probably 100 years, and our crop insurance that we worked hard to get isn't available to us this year.
And what are you seeing?
I'm seeing the river at the highest levels I've ever seen it, almost to the top of the levees.
Wow.
I'm seeing water move in the rivers faster than I've ever seen it because there's such a volume of it coming down. And I'm seeing for the second time in my life the Morganza Spillway open. Even though we've crested, that crest and that water has to go somewhere, and it's going into the Gulf. And interestingly, we've been having a significant amount of south and southeast winds lately. We've had some little fronts come through, and that's just kind of pushing the water up. So when it gets down to the base at the Gulf, it's kind of holding there, and that's creating some of our challenges. We got reports just yesterday that oysters in the central part of Louisiana, we're starting to see those mortalities that we expect.
Oh, my. I mean, how are you coping with all of this? I mean, this is the third disaster you've had in the last few years. You had Katrina, you had the Gulf oil spill, and now you have the floodwater. I mean,
we had Katrina and then 3 weeks later, Rita.
Right.
Then we had Gustav in 2008. And two weeks later, we had Ike, Deepwater Horizon, and now the Great Flood. So it's been six events in a six-year period. How are we coping with it? It's part of who we are. What I've always said is that us Cajuns are a bunch of MacGyvers. We can take a paper clip and a rubber band and fix anything with it and make anything work. I will say, though, Leanne, on this issue, six in 6 years, that I'm beginning to see a few people break. I'm beginning to see some straws on camel's back breaking them, beginning to worry that some of salty fishermen that we have down here aren't going to make it through this, and some of the small oyster farmers and some of the fishermen are just going to go by the wayside. Deepwater Horizon was a very serious and challenging event. This one is probably more significant to them because it comes on top of that. There'll be a couple of difficult years that we'll deal with, and we'll just deal with it. You know, we won't be able to go to those white tablecloth restaurants. We'll have to go to McDonald's and eat and do a little more eating at home.
Mike Voisin is president of Motivated Seafood in Houma, Louisiana. Mike, it's great to talk to you again, and good luck to all of you down there.
Great to talk to you, Leanne, and best of luck to you.
Thanks. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.